From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. As pressure mounts on Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, he's lashing out at the protesters who've split his country in two. Today he called anti-government demonstrators rats, and he said he'd die a martyr rather than be forced from power. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Cairo.
In a rambling speech on Libyan state television, Gaddafi vowed to fight the demonstrators until his last drop of blood. Protests that erupted 7 days ago have spread across the entire country. Rebels now claim to control most of eastern Libya. Gaddafi has unleashed the most deadly response yet to the wave of pro-democracy demonstrations that are sweeping the region. Human Rights Watch says at least 62 people have died in the last 2 days of clashes just in the capital Tripoli alone. In his lengthy address, translated here by Al Jazeera, Gaddafi today promised more violence against anyone who rises up against him.
I will not leave the country, and I will die as a martyr at the end.
Gaddafi wore a traditional brown robe and matching headdress as he shouted at the camera. Adding to the defiant tone of the event, he delivered the speech in front of the preserved ruins of his former Tripoli residence. The building was bombed by U.S. warplanes in 1986. Gaddafi described the demonstrators as rats and crazy people. He added that they're working for foreign intelligence agencies and are high on drugs. The protesters, demanding an end to his 4 decades of autocratic rule, Gaddafi said, are pushing Libya to the brink of civil war.
Don't destroy your country for no reason. What is the reason for that? What's come over you? Shame on you. We were living in safety, security, prosperity, having our oil, our water, in peace and happiness. Then we burn our country down.
Gaddafi warned that Libya could end up like Somalia, and he called on his supporters to put on green armbands and take back the streets from the pro-democracy rebels. The Arab League, in an emergency meeting here in Cairo today, harshly reprimanded the Gaddafi regime for its brutal crackdown on the protests and suspended Libya from the organization. In a statement read by the Secretary General of the Arab League, Amr Moussa, the regional body condemned what it said were violations of human rights law by the Libyan government and crimes against peaceful demonstrators. It denounced the use of mercenaries, live ammunition, and heavy weapons against the protesters. The Arab League, in a rare criticism of one of its own members, called for an immediate halt to the violence in Libya and said Gaddafi's government must respond to the legitimate demands of the Libyan people. Outside the Libyan embassy in Cairo, anti-Gaddafi protests continued again today. The crowd called for the ambassador to resign, as have high-ranking Libyan diplomats in several other nations. A protester, Mohamed Youssef, who's from Tripoli, says Gaddafi has been massacring his own people. Youssef warns that if Gaddafi isn't driven out now, he could launch deadly reprisals against his opponents.
You know, it's the time for the revolution. If they stopped now, there will never be a revolution in Libya. He will kill everyone. I swear. He will try to find everyone, every Libyan, within the streets. He will bring them to the jails and will kill them.
Gaddafi basically said the same thing in his speech today. As his country splinters, the strong man declared that anyone who undermines the sovereignty of the Libyan state will be sentenced to death. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Cairo.